You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 27 and verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I discovered that when people get to know God, they usually desire just one thing of the Lord. When people don't know God, they have a lot of requests. They can write full exercise books of requests. But you discover that when you get to know the Lord, your requests become one. He says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. It is one thing to desire something. It is another thing to seek it. Many desire many things, but they don't seek it. They desire to know the Lord, but you don't read the Bible. You desire to be spirit-filled, but you don't pray. You desire to experience the graciousness of the Lord, but you are not obedient to his word. He said, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. Many desire so many things, but it is what you seek that you will find. You desire to know him, but what do you seek? You are seeking money. That's what you will find. You must seek what you desire of the Lord. It must go beyond the level of desire. It is okay to start with desire. Everything we are seeking will first start with desire. But you must then seek it. But the psalmist said that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. We must ask ourselves some questions. What is the mindset of the person who said this? This is a king that he has access to many beautiful women, access to food. There is nothing he wants to eat. If he wants to eat the leg of a whole cow, he only needs to express it. They will graciously serve him. Anything he wants, they will do it for him. But he preferred to be in the house of the Lord. As at the time of the writing, the house of the Lord was the physical temple. That was what he desired. He said all the days of his life. He does not like his bedroom again. He does not like the comfort that his bed offered to him. The presence of the Lord became more important to him than his comfort. How about us today? He says the presence of the Lord is so important to him. That's just all he wants. He said to behold the beauty of the Lord. One of the things that happens to beauty is that you want to see beauty. So in the natural, you notice that when something is beautiful, you want to look at it. When you see a car that is beautiful pass by, you want to see that car. When a beautiful woman passes by, you want to see that woman. But the real beauty, because all of those ones are temporal, the real beauty is the beauty of the Lord. So just imagine things that men created and even the creations of God, if they are that beautiful. Some of you go to see waterfall. You go to see many natural wonders. Have you ever thought about the God who created all of those beautiful things? He said, to behold the beauty of the Lord. The Bible says, beholding his glory, we are being changed into the same image. This is what is important to this man, to see the glory of the Lord. Please, what is important to you? Is it to see the world or to see the Lord? Do you want to see the world or do you want to see the Lord in his glory? And then he now added, to inquire in his temple. He understood the priority of relationship before guidance. So many people today want God to speak to them, but they don't want to have a relationship with God. They don't want to behold his glory. They don't crave for his presence, but they crave for his guidance. They want to know, God, where should I go? Should I go here? What do you want me to do? How should I do this? So they want the guidance of the Lord, but they are not interested in a relationship with the Lord. They are not interested in knowing him, loving him. But the psalmist says, he first wants to dwell in his presence and then to inquire in his temple. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.